Selectman Harry Helm says 22 members have been appointed to the Dog Park Task Force, and he believes it's important that the group represent all schools of thought.
We have one of Plymouth's top veterinarians involved. We have people from animal-related charities and organizations that work to promote good health with animals and good owner behavior.
Of course, the task force includes dog owners interested in having a dog park, but also
we have dog owners who are concerned about where the dog park might be, what are the aspects of the dog park. They are not in favor, but they are questioning and want the best possible outcome.
And the Dog Park Task Force will also be involved in research.
We are going to investigate and talk with the folks from Kingston who have a successful dog park. We're going to talk with the people from Provincetown who have a successful dog park that is totally funded privately through donations.
And then there's Braintree.
We're going to talk with Braintree, who has been trying to create a dog park and has a dog park committee or task force for like 2 years and has been unsuccessful.
The first meeting of the Dog Park Task Force is expected to take place early next month. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.